When the Beatles and the Stones were offered their first recording session, each recorded a song by the little-known American performer Arthur Alexander. In the following years, his reputation grew, although success eluded him to the end. Shortly before his death in 1993, he made a brief comeback, during which we were proud to present him in concert. Our rock historian, Ed Ward, has a profile of Arthur Alexander.
Clapping and your fingers start to popping and your feet start to moving around. And if you start to swing and sway when a band starts to play a real cool and way out sound. And if you get the can't help it and you can't sit down, you feel like you gotta move around.
Need a shot of rhythm and blues
with just a little rock and roll on the side, just for good measure.
Need a pair of dancing shoes
by your side, then you know you're gonna have a lot of pleasure. Don't you worry about a thing if you start to dance and sing and chill bumps come up on you.
Arthur Alexander was, to put it mildly, never exactly a household word in America, although Britain is another story entirely. Born in 1940 in rural Alabama to a father who played bottleneck-style guitar, Arthur wanted to be a musician as long as he could remember. His father, though, knew just what the life entailed, so he put down his guitar when his son was five, never to pick it up again in his presence. It didn't do any good. Soon, Arthur was singing with an a cappella gospel group, and then in his teenage years, he was in a rock and roll group. All the while, though, he was listening to country music on the radio, and this would become a major influence on his singing style. Few performers can say they literally built a musical monument, but in 1961, Alexander had a small hit with a song called Sally Sue Brown, backed by a bunch of local white boys who loved black music. The two label owners quarreled, and one of them, Rick Hall, decided to build his own studio in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Arthur Alexander helped him nail the sheetrock and insulation, and then cut the first record made there.
You asked me to give up the hand of the girl I love. You tell me I'm not the man she's worthy of. But who are you to tell her who to love? That's up to her. Yes, and the Lord above. You better move on.
You'd Better Move On was a hit, but Rick Hall had been forced to sell the master to Dot Records in Nashville, and with it, Alexander's contract. His next records were supervised by Noel Ball, a Nashville DJ, and some of them did very well.
Anna, you come and ask me, girl, to set you free, girl. You say he loves you more than me. Well, I will set you free. Go with him. Go with him. But Anna.
He also was the first to address the subject of his song as girl, which has become such a standard device, it's odd to think someone did it first.
Well, now me and Frank, we're the best of friends, and our friendship will never end. But it would hurt him so for him to know that I love his girlfriend. Now the love of a girl and the love of a friend are two things you can't compare. So my heart will ache, but I will let it break, 'cause I know it just ain't fair. Go on home.
None of his songs did as well as You'd Better Move On, and Alexander found himself writing for others, including this one, which was a hit for Steve Alamo in 1963.
There was a little girl I had planned to marry. This was my love. I didn't want to share it. I thought that love would make my life bright and sunny. She said she couldn't love me because I didn't have no money. So every day I have to cry. Every day I have to cry, son. Dry the water from my eyes, son.
Alexander was a complicated man with a bad temper, and he eventually made himself persona non grata on the touring circuit. Reflecting that his father might have been right about the music business, he moved to Cleveland, found religion, cleaned up some nasty personal habits, and wound up working for a social relief agency driving their bus and informally counseling kids. In 1972, Combine Music, to whom he was under contract, arranged for Warner Brothers to sign him. Reunited with his Muscle Shoals friends, he cut an album which contained a masterpiece.
I was born a poor, poor man, and all my life I had hard working hands. But I sang my songs as I carried my load, 'cause I had a dream about rain, Rainbow Road. Yeah, now. Then one day my chance came along. A man heard me singing and playing my songs. He bought me fine clothes and paid the money I owed, and sent me, yes he did, on my way to rain, Rainbow Road. Lord, I...
Rainbow Road wasn't strictly autobiographical, and Alexander didn't write it, and it wasn't a hit either. After trying some more with Warners and having a mild hit with a version of Every Day I Have to Cry, he went back to Cleveland. In 1991, he was asked to participate in a songwriter's showcase in New York and was surprised to see that he was excited about it. He began writing again and was soon offered an album with Elektra Records' American Explorer series. This time, he was ready. The album was released in early 1993. Alexander appeared at the South by Southwest conference in Austin, and a tour was set up. 2 days into it, after a triumphant show in Nashville, he collapsed during a business meeting and died a few days later. He was buried in Florence, Alabama, where he'd started. His pallbearers, a who's who of musicians and songwriters, his Rainbow Road at last at an end.
Ed Ward currently lives in Berlin.